From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, all-out recovery efforts are underway in Koje Island and the coastal city of Tongyeong this weekend, with hundreds of volunteer firefighters from across the country lending a helping hand. Ukrainian intelligence says approximately 8,500 North Korean troops are currently deployed in Russia, including a drone unit. And Democratic lawmakers in the U.S. are blasting President Donald Trump over his renewed push to revive dialogue with North Korea. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Rosine Park. All-out recovery efforts are underway in Koje Island and the coastal city of Tongyeong this weekend, with hundreds of volunteer firefighters from across the country lending a helping hand. Kim Bum-soo has more.
The southern island of Koje recorded nearly a meter of rain over a few days through earlier this week, while the nearby coastal city of Tongyeong and its adjacent island saw over 70 centimeters of rain, which triggered destructive floods and landslides. This weekend, recovery efforts in the region are getting a boost, with approximately 2,400 civil servants, soldiers, firefighters, and volunteers turning out to help. Excavators and other heavy equipment have also been deployed to clear out flooded homes, damaged vehicles, roads, and waterways. On smaller islands like Hansando, where it's difficult to send heavy equipment, soldiers from the Jinhae Naval Command have been sent. A total of 645 residents remain displaced following the record torrential rains in Koje and Tongyeong as of Friday. Koje Island and parts of Tongyeong have been designated as special disaster areas, clearing the way for central government funding to further support local recovery efforts. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
Ukrainian intelligence says approximately 8,500 North Korean troops are currently deployed in Russia, including a drone unit that could survey and attack targets inside Ukraine. Major General Vadim Skibitsky, head of Ukraine's defense intelligence, told CNN on Friday that the North Koreans are mostly spread in Russia's Kursk region and that around 1,000 of them are engineers and D-miners. Another 400 are believed to be drone operators, many of whom have gained direct or indirect experience from previous North Korean deployments. Russian President Vladimir Putin could ask North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to deploy up to 50,000 additional forces if the two leaders end up meeting in September, Skibitsky said. He added that before August last year, Pyongyang sent at least 150 KN-23 or KN-24 ballistic missiles for use inside Ukraine and promised to deliver 120 more. Democratic lawmakers in the U.S. are blasting President Donald Trump over his renewed push to revive dialogue with North Korea. U.S. Senate Democrats on Friday released a statement on social media criticizing Trump for his decision to significantly scale back joint military exercises with South Korea, saying that it undermined the alliance with Seoul. In a separate social media post, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said, quote, "Not even Donald Trump's self-proclaimed close friend Kim Jong-un respects him anymore," citing a New York Times report that the North Korean leader's sister said the regime has, quote, "no interest whatsoever in Trump's overture." Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen also accused Trump of cozying up to dictators in a post on X. Trump's apparent bid to re-engage with Pyongyang has also drawn concerns from some Republican defense hawks like Senator Tom Tillis, who cautioned that weakening alliance readiness sends the wrong signal amid deepening ties between North Korea, China, and Russia.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
South Korea's producer prices fell in July for the first time in 11 months as lower international oil prices dragged down prices of coal and petroleum products and chemicals, while sluggish stock markets drove down financial and insurance services prices. According to data released by the Bank of Korea on Friday, the producer price index, a key gauge of future inflation trends, fell 0.4% from a month earlier, marking its first decline in 11 months. Prices of agricultural, forestry, and fishery products rose 1.5% due to a heat wave and poor crop conditions, while manufactured goods prices fell 0.5% from a month earlier as lower international oil prices drove down prices of coal and petroleum products, as well as chemicals. Service prices dropped 0.4%, led by a 7.1% decline in financial and insurance services, as falling stock prices reduced brokerage fees. The Seoul City government says there are no structural safety issues related to the gap at the entrance ramp of Seongsu Bridge. After external experts evaluated all 22 bridges over the Han River, excluding railway bridges, the city said Friday that it identified height differences at 32 entrance ramps across 11 of the bridges. The assessment found no abnormalities that would compromise structural safety. Nevertheless, to address public concerns and minimize driving inconvenience, Seoul plans to proactively reinforce sections of both Seongsu Bridge and Olympic Bridge, where the height differences are more pronounced. The disclosure comes after multiple surveys and tests by the city's Bridge Access Point Safety Advisory Group, comprising 11 experts in the structural, geotechnical, road, and construction fields. Cat's Eye's latest album, Wild, has earned the team's career best ranking on the UK official albums chart. Released on August 14th, the third mini-album by the global K-pop girl group, jointly launched between K-pop powerhouse HYBE and U.S. label Geffen Records, debuted at number 2 on the official albums chart as of Friday local time. Cat's Eye's previous mini-album, Beautiful Chaos, peaked at 55th place on the same chart last year. Three tracks on Wild made the official's singles chart. The pre-release Animal jumped 4 spots to number 12, Hootie Fruity debuted at number 16, and Bel Air reached number 97. Wild features tracks produced with participation from HYBE chairman Bang Si-hyuk, English singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran, as well as globally renowned producers Omer Fetty and Blake Slatkin. Britain's National Weather Agency has warned that next year could see the hottest summer on record due to an El Niño event that is developing over the Pacific Ocean. The Met Office's head of long-range forecasting, Adam Scaife, said Thursday that he has never seen an El Niño signal this intense in the agency's forecasts, and this is an unprecedented event. He said that when adding the impacts of climate change caused by human activity, 2027 is expected to be the hottest summer on record. The Met Office said sea temperatures are forecast to warm to more than 3 degrees Celsius in the coming months. El Niño is characterized by unusually warm ocean surface temperatures near the equator, causing significant changes in weather patterns. Cloudy skies are forecast nationwide on Sunday, with some areas expected to see sporadic showers. According to the Korean Meteorological Administration, bouts of rain are expected in the inland areas of northeastern Gyeonggi Province and the central and northern inland regions of Gangwon Province during the early morning hours. North Jeolla's western region, the mountainous areas of Jeju Island and southern Gyeonggi, as well as parts of South Chungcheon, are likely to see rainfall from Sunday afternoon. Showers may be accompanied by gusts of wind, thunder, and lightning. Affected areas could get up to 40 millimeters of precipitation. Morning lows on Sunday will hover between 22 and 26 degrees Celsius nationwide, with daytime highs ranging between 30 and 35 degrees. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Rosine Park. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.